serve the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope on KTRS.
Well, that sounds like Christmas.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wagon chair.
It's time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, kids. And kids meaning goats, as well as horses and dogs and cats. Gather around, animals, because your favorite person is here. The official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And your pet's best friend. And I need you folks to dial right now if you have a question for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, because we don't mess around. We go right to the phones. I'll give you the number. While you're calling, I'll tell people who the sponsor is. Here we go, 314-969-5877. That's KTRS, 969-KTRS. That's the one you go for first. More lines coming in there. If that fails, you can't get through, 888-550-KTRS. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It's great. It works. It's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now you can feel free to give it up for Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Great, doctor. You sound like you're in a very good mood.
I think I am. I am AM in the PM.
That would be the reason why. Before we get started, anything interesting, exciting we should know?
Anything big going on with you?
Divorce? A girlfriend? Anything like that?
I wish.
See, I wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said that.
All right, then I'll give the numbers one more time, and we'll jump on these calls. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Scott is here first. Scott, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Scott. And you?
Pretty good. I just have a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
I have a goat, and she's 8 years old, and she had twins the end of January.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed about a month ago she was looking really thin. I thought the babies that she was nursing were dragging her down, and I checked her eyes, and she's anemic, and she got worms. So I gave her 16 cc's of Cydectin. And then I waited about 3 weeks, and I gave her 12 cc's of Safeguard.
That's what I would have done, yeah.
And then she just doesn't seem to be putting any weight back on, and her eyes are still...
Let me ask you something. Did you diagnose the anemia and worms, or did a vet do that for you?
A friend of mine did, who's had goats for many years. He's not a vet.
Okay, did he look at a stool sample, or, I mean,
well,
my concern is that you're putting chemicals into an animal without really working it up properly, may not have had to do those things, and there might be something else totally different going on. So, I mean, I think the wisest thing is to find a veterinarian to help you out, get some blood work on this animal, because those symptoms just don't sound right, you know, you're blanketed with a bunch of good stuff, but it may not have been the right stuff. So he may know, I'm sure he does know his goats well, but...
Hey, what was that, Scott, you said you injected him with what? CCs of what was it?
Cydectin first safeguard.
Yes.
Yeah, how do you know a big name like that in veterinary medicine? Are you, like, you're obviously pretty smart about this stuff.
Well, I've
had animals for many years. My friends had them even longer, and I just went to my local store, and you can buy the medication and a drenching tool, and then you just squirt it in their mouth.
But there's so many other things that could be going on. I'm not sure that you're not right, but I think until you really know the direction, it's always safer to use the guidance of someone who's trained to do it. So, you know, again, a good examination and a blood work
stool
would definitely
sample.
be appropriate here, and also a fecal exam under a microscope.
Yes, fecal. Does that help? Does that help, Scott?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks,
Scott.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you on the stool sample. I just like saying stool. Isn't that a funny word for poop? Stool.
Stool.
Oh, well, who came up with that? Why do we need it? We got enough words. We got the SH word. We got the crap word. We got doo doo, poop. We don't need stool. But it is funny.
I don't know where it came from.
Here come the ladies. It's always the case. I don't know what it is, Doctor. Linda, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? Pardon me?
I said, how are you?
I'm not very well. I have a little doggy that we talked to you, I guess it's been about 8 or 9 months ago. He's a rescue. His back right knee has the hip dysplasia, and it's torn all the way through now, according to the vet. And also, he's having problems with his digestion. He is, basically, he's spitting up most of what we feed him, and we're having to feed him by hand.
Okay.
So my heart's kind of breaking right now. I don't know what to do.
Let me understand. So there are a couple problems going on. You said, is it the knee or the hip that's a problem?
It's the knee, definitely the knee.
Okay, so the knee is probably a surgical fix. I don't know if it's a
that's correct.
Cruciate
that's
here or not. So that can be done, and that's a resolution. And then the digestion thing might be simply trying to figure out, is there a particular food sensitivity? So you can do what's called a food trial.
Yep.
And your veterinarian can kind of guide you and direct you in any direction here. These are kind of common issues and things that can be managed. So
okay.
I don't think you should be discouraged. I think you should just kind of set the plan and get things going. And I think you can turn this puppy around and make things better for you, Ann.
How old is the dog?
He's about, I've heard, anywhere from 5 to 8 years old.
Oh, so he's not that old.
My problem is I don't have the money. I don't have the funds to have surgery for him.
Okay.
And that's kind of why my heart's breaking.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's a tough one. And I always warn people to, before you adopt or get a puppy or whatever, make sure you understand that there is a cost associated with keeping
pets. Hey, is there a place like St. Jude for dogs or something? I'm serious.
Like
a charitable for people that don't have funds to go take their pets?
Not officially, but a lot of vets, unfortunately or fortunately, will provide either. There are some like debit kind of opportunities where you can... if you have a reasonable credit, you can get a postponement of the payment and get some things done and protect
you.
Or some vets will put you on a payment schedule as long as you pay down some part of it. So,
well, unfortunately, we're senior citizens, so it doesn't work so well when you're on a very limited budget. But he's brought a lot of love for our family. So
Other thing you could do is talk to your veterinarian. Maybe he knows some rescue groups in particular that would help to resolve that. There are cases where people will donate money to help someone get this done, but I can't swear that it's going to be available.
Hey, Linda.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Why don't let Dan take your number, and when you get an estimate on what it's going to take to get that dog healthy for you, and I guess for your husband?
Yes.
They got this Kickstarter stuff and all this other stuff. I don't know why in the world. We got great listeners. I don't know why if you gave us an amount, we couldn't try to come up with the money to pay to have this dog work.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We can, we can, we,
Well, we could don't cry or get excited. We could take a run at it. I don't know that it would work. But if you'd let us know what kind of money we're talking about for this dog. And by the way, we cannot do this for everybody, but there's something about you and this dog and what it brought to your life, and you rescued it. Dan's going to take your number.
And we can help guide you, too. So
and then you're going to give him an email address or something. He's going to give you his. You got a computer?
I'm in the car right now.
Not with you. I just mean, do you have a computer at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
oh, yes,
then Dan,
I do.
Dan is going to want to get your email address, and he's going to email you his. And then when you get this estimate, you email it to Dan, and we'll just, what the heck? You never know. We'll try.
Oh, Frank, I appreciate that so much. We've listened to you forever.
No guarantees, but we got a great audience out there, and they understand we can't do this for every dog or cat, but you seem just like a really nice lady, and you love this dog, and I'm telling you, it wouldn't take too many people, I'll bet you, to cover this bill. So hang on. Dan's going to get some info, and then he needs to make sure that he shoots you an email so you have his address, okay?
Thank you, folks.
All right, Linda.
God bless
you.
Now, see, the problem there is she's already assumed that we're going to save the dog and pay for the dog. I hope that happens, but I'm not kidding. I see these people raising money online, Kickstarter campaigns for all kinds of crap, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that with help people with stuff like this? It's not going to be a business. There's no reward or return on your money. You're not investing in a company. My goodness, you make an old couple feel really good and save the dog's life. Well, maybe we can see if we can do that. Up next is CC. Like two letters, CC, say hi to Doug.
CC's
gone, so that would be Barbara. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, hello, handsome Dr. Doug.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
We'll leave the room.
Well, somebody pointed him out to me the other day, and I realize who I'm talking to now.
Barbara, are you
he's stalking him?
Are you sight impaired in any way? Because I've seen Dr. Doug, and I don't think I've ever heard a woman react quite like this.
Yes, and Dr. Doug solicits stalkers, so he's happy with that.
I encourage him.
He's a registered sex offender. Now you're really interested, aren't you?
Yes,
Barbara, what's your question for Dr. Doug?
What is the rage about getting the grain out of dog food? In other words, I see the new dog foods are listed as grain-free. What's the problem?
Well, okay, dogs and cats are carnivores, so they're evolved to eat protein and fat. So grains are obviously foreign to their evolved systems. So we get we've spent 30, 40, 50 years creating dog foods that were grain-based, kibbles and grain-based stuff, and we realize all of a sudden that we have a lot of cases of irritable bowel disease, kind of like a Crohn's or a colitis in humans. And a lot of it is thought to be based on eating too much grain that is totally abnormal for them. And you'll find, for that reason, a lot of animals have developed a real sensitivity that causes real disease.
Doctor, you're a soft-spoken guy, and the last half of your sentences are dropping right off again.
Okay.
I can't hear them. There you go. Every week, I got to get on you about
it. I know. It's my phone because I got my mouth right
now. Now you're loud and clear.
Okay.
Barbara, does that help, or were you not finished, Doctor?
Yes. One quick thing then also. In training a puppy, what should we use as puppy treats? I hate to buy those puppy treats. I think they're sugar-based or something.
Yes, I just tell people to use their regular dog food as the treat, and that way you're not introducing anything new. You have a less chance of getting any kind of diarrheas or vomiting.
He has to say
that. Stay put with what you have, and the dog's going to be happy to get something. He's not going to he's not going to differentiate that it's a cookie or this or that. He just wants something.
Right. Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you, Barbara. Doctor, did you hear that? I saw him.
Somebody pointed him out.
I didn't get the
Somebody
number,
pointed though. Him out. No, you didn't. You're slipping. You didn't get her number.
Oh, darn.
Because you never know. Your wife could kick you out any time, and I would if I were her. I think
well,
you said
I mean,
on this show about her. Chris is next. Chris, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug and the rest of the gang.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I have a question. A few months ago, I had to put one of my dogs down, and they gave him a shot at first that really hurt him, and they said, well, that's to relax him, and then they gave him the other shot a little bit later. And I was kind of upset about giving him that first shot that hurt him so bad.
Right.
Does that have to be done? And
well, here's what should do. I mean, it's safer for the vet's case and for the pet and for the owner thereby, is to put a catheter in to the vein, and then when you administer any drug, it doesn't have a chance to leak out and burn. So that's probably what happened. They were probably trying to get that drug and a needle directly into the vein, which is harder to do, and especially in the, you know, you have this dog that's upset, you've got the family that's upset. It's just not good common sense to do it that way. So if you put a catheter in, it's an open door, and then you tape that in, and then when you're ready to present to the owner, you give them the shot, they go to sleep, and then you give them the shot that stops the heart. So next time, just ask for a catheter. God forbid, okay. You won't need it, but that would be the way to go.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, honey?
Much better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. You know what? We're out of time. We're on a short leash today because we've got a bunch of business because it's kind of a short week for me. Theme music, please. There it is. Doctor, you want to do it again next week?
I'm sure you do. Thank you, everybody.
It's a day. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Okay.
Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now, who's doing traffic? Somebody enlighten me here.
Tim Weiland.
Is
yes.
It Tim? Okay.
Yes.
Because I saw a little memo. He's going on vacation. I didn't know when that was, but he's with us today. Folks, it's time to check on traffic. Here's the man to tell you whether to stay where you are or head another direction. Tim Weiland. Tim, how are you?
On the eastbound Highway 70, right around T.R. Hughes, it's got a lane block. The left lane is closed, so you've got a bit of a backup there. Eastbound 270 is stop and go from Missouri Bottom through 170. And southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Manchester, and a bit slow from that point through Big Bend. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. ChoiceHotels.com. Find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ready for John Londoff?
Well, I'm so not used to that traffic thing, and I don't see his name on the screen. Normally, his name's on the screen. That's not on the screen. What's happened here?
Well, I don't know. Today is just...
We're falling apart. Dan.
I was... Well, I was getting Linda's information, and then I got John on the phone, and then I was telling
John. Tell people it was your fault.
It was Josh's fault.
Josh, that's right. You know what? It was Josh's fault.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know who Josh is. Josh works on our show behind the scenes, and he messes things up a lot.
Oh.
And he just messed this thing up.
Yeah, he did.
We think you should know the truth.
Well, he's going to lose his Personality of the Month status if he keeps
that
up.
He's the KTR's Personality of the Month. One more screw-up like that, buddy, and you're off this show. Yeah, look at him. Put his head down. He ought to put his head down. So John Londoff is on the phone. John, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah.
John?
Hello?
I love that. Yeah, hello. We're here.
Is this Frank?
Yes, it is, John.
I've been on hold so long.
John, no. You were not. You weren't on hold 2 minutes.
I've been on hold.
No.
Well, talking to Dan for 4 or 5 minutes before I actually get on the air. That's
well, don't
kind of
do
like
that. Don't talk to him because
man.
He will keep talking. No, don't talk to say Dan. Say Dan, I don't want to talk to you. Put me on the air. Just say that. Say put me on the air right now. I don't
that hurts.
Yeah. Well, he can't do that because you're still talking to somebody. You know, I mean, that's what you do. You talk.
Well, thank you. That kind of
kind of helps.
He's hurting me and you.
Nice quality to have when you're a talk show host, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it is a great quality to have.
It's the only thing I know how to do.
What about the sponsor once in a while? What about me, you know?
What do you mean once in a while? The sponsor's supposed to be on a minute. He's on like 15 minutes every time.
What you told me 10 years ago, a minute. The deal was 3 to 5.
No. That's never been the deal. There's no such deal as a 3 to 5 minute commercial.
Yeah, I mean, I listen a lot, and, you know, and you do a great job, and when you're talking for me, or you, but when you're talking for your other, you know, partners, you talk a lot about them.
Oh, no, not even close. Don't even start this.
Yeah.
No, don't start this.
Yeah.
Nobody gets the time you get. Nobody, not even close. Start putting a stopwatch on them. Yeah.
You want to?
You can. I don't need to.
Get a stopwatch. First of all, who's buying the stopwatch, you or me?
Dan, how long was he on hold? 2 minutes?
Maybe.
About two, maybe.
Well, he
two
wasn't
minutes.
On hold because I was talking to him.
So,
I was telling him a story.
So now let's just go ahead and just call me a liar.
Okay. This is off to a flying start.
It was a full moon on Monday, and it's kind of carried over and kept on going through the week.
It's close enough to a full moon still that there's lingering effect, obviously, from it.
Yeah.
How's everything up on Dunn Road?
1375 Dunn Road, same place we've been since March of 1960. And there's only one reason that you stay in business that long, and that's you take good care of people. And it sure helps to have someone like yourself who likes to talk a lot and talks very well.
Remember that really clever thing I thought of 4 or 5 years ago when I said, folks, don't go up there where there's a lot of construction equipment and paving equipment. That's almost Dunn Road.
See? Oh, yeah.
Dunn Road. That's almost Dunn Road. And that was really funny then when I did it back then.
Yeah, it must have been because it's not real funny right now.
Hey, I hope you can listen to the joke today. It's the longest joke. I think it's the longest joke I've ever told. It lead up almost the whole playhouse.
So is that why Dan told me that I have to cut it short? I can't talk a lot today?
That's part of the reason, yeah, because of the long joke.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you what, it's a great day. It's May, and it's a great time to come to Johnny Long Off Chevrolet and buy a new car, new truck, pre-owned vehicle. Great deals out there right now. I just love this time of year. I really do. You know,
Leon, did you record him snorting?
Yeah, I got
you. Got him laughing and snorting.
You know, I'm trying to get through a spot quickly.
Oh, listen.
John, you know what friends do? Friends point out things to other friends that will help them along in life, help them communicate, help them get along with people. And I appreciate it when people tell me I do things like, hey, in your case, you just snorted. Now, you don't realize it, but we recorded it. We're going to play it back for you just now. This is you just moments ago. That was you. Your voice goes up a little when you laugh and then snort. Yeah. And you don't hear it, but everybody else hears it. Yes, it was you.
No, it was not me.
Play it again, Pia. It's absolutely. That's it. Somebody said, who's that? They go, hey, it's John Londo. You never hear yourself the way other people hear you.
What was that noise?
That you sure don't. That's for sure, buddy.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm so glad that basically I get to pay for this. And you get to have so much fun. You get to just humor yourself.
I do.
I mean, you have more fun making fun of me and laughing about it. You know,
here's all that matters.
Right now, you're laughing so hard, I bet you broke a sweat because you sweat a lot.
No. You know what? See, we don't need that. Here's all that matters. We're selling cars and trucks.
That's right. Whether you're sweating or not, here, come get a great deal at Johnny Londop Chevrolet. Say that you're here because Frank Opinion.
Absolutely say that. I don't care what they say, as long as they buy.
Sweater.
I don't care what they say. That big fat jerk sweating. Oh, that sweating fat jerk.
Carried away.
Yeah, he's a sweater and he has a hair sweater.
Is that what your wife calls you?
No, Brian.
No.
Brian calls him a big fat jerk.
Yeah. That's another story.
Yeah.
Listen. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
We're here.
Again. Interest rates are at an all-time low. Do not go to one of these used car lots, buy here, pay here, or even if they try to pretend like they're not, they are, you know what, and pay double-digit interest rate, 21, 22, even 14, 15. You can buy a brand-new car at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet with many of our tremendous financial partners. Single-digit financing. We'll get you in a new car, okay, and you'll have it for years to come, as opposed to buying a 5, 6, 7-year-old used car with a ton of miles and pay 21%, and you know it's like TNT. I even think there's a store out there that rhymes with TNT. Stay away, and come to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and get a great deal. See what I did there?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, good. Right. It's like a jingle. Or
stay away, and come to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Yep. All right, is this quick enough? Is that ready to go?
Yeah.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Hey, when you come in, you say your AM and the PM, you'll get some extra special treatment. Probably be careful, probably going to get a hug from somebody.
Yep.
But go ahead and ask to meet John Londoff III and Sam Londoff, the next generation. So doggone proud of them. And we already talked about Harry Londoff. Got Mimi's brains, the magna cum laude, Robert Harry Londoff. Kid smart. But we're open late tonight, and we'd love to meet the AM and the PM crowd.
All right, well, we appreciate it. And to show our appreciation, we are sending you right now, they're on the way, customers and listeners. So take good care of them.
I can feel the love, buddy.
All right, John. Thank you.
Love is right back at you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I will always try to be nice, even while I'm being called the heavy sweater.
I think he blew a kiss at you at the end there.
Well, he feels a little bad, I'm sure, because he said, I sweat a lot. That's not a compliment. When nobody's ever said, hey, you sweat a lot. And they go, thank you.
Yeah. And just flattering.
But you know what? It's okay. It's all okay. It's all good. Because these people listening are buying Chevrolets from him. And in the end, that's what we really want. That's what we want them to be happy, him to be happy, and us to be happy. Take a quick break. We're coming back. Wow, we're coming to the end of my last day this week, and we got to get some business done and closed out in the business of St. Jude. So we'll tell you again how you can help with that. And then other stuff in the world's longest joke in the Playhouse. It's all around the corner. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Thursday at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Colorado Springs Sky Sox on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
It's Lisa G here. Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you, proactive. There's a huge reason proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade proactive heals your acne, even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number for my listeners. So get ready to punch that number into your phone, pull over if you got to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, but it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Lisa G sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
Well, it's time to plant, and when you think of plants and beautifying your landscape, I want you to think of Forest Keeling Nursery. They've been my friend for years, and now they want to be yours. Forest Keeling is just a short drive up Highway 79 to Ellsbury, Missouri. Acres of beautiful, well-acclimated plants, evergreens, trees, and shrubs, all freshly prepared for planting in your yard. You just won't believe the selection, the service, and the knowledge waiting for you at Forest Keeling. Don't buy the wrong plant. Get the real know-how from folks who care about you and your garden. You won't believe the beauty, the great prices, and the selection, including native plants and rain garden plants. And our garden center is fully stocked with the products that will help you make your plants strong and beautiful. Of course, it's Forest Keeling Nursery right on Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Why don't you visit them at fknursery.com?
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc., I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel Loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum, 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now, 324-4440, or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675699.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Mother's Day. Candice's will be serving Mother's Day brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your Candice favorites like fettuccine, toasted ravioli, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Attend the Mother's Day Art Fair at Laumeier Sculpture Park, Friday, May 8th through Sunday, May 10th. Enjoy fine art, food, drinks, and live entertainment. For more information about the Mother's Day Art Fair, go to laumeiersculpturepark.org.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
This week on Christian Questions. So men and women are different, but do those differences justify the male-dominated approach that the Bible takes? Is the Bible's approach fair for today? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the big 550 KTRS.
Thinking about downsizing? Handling the sale of mom and dad's home? Maybe it's just time to move. Well, where do you start? You start with a game plan that includes answers to what's the house worth? How long is it going to take to sell? How do I get the most for the house? Call me, Terry Hall, and get your game plan started. We'll sit down, evaluate the house, condition, make a plan, and then you decide what to do. No pressure, just a game plan. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Get busy dancing around the room. That scene in Saturday Night Fever where they just go around and around and around and around. That makes you sick. Have one bit of business to do, and then we can play and we can take your calls. So if you're calling, give me 1 minute. I'll be right with you, I promise. I have high arches. My feet. Some people have flat, they're flat footed. They have no arches. And I remember that my whole life, when we go to get shoes, my mother would go, oh, he has high arches. You know, like that was going to really make me get a different shoe, like they had that many different arches in the shoes. The reason I bring that up is when I went to the Goodfeet store and they made that carbon impression of my foot, it looks completely different if you have high arches. It's like there's no middle of your foot. There's a print of the ball of your foot and the toes and the heel and almost nothing in the middle. But they were able to look at that and tell how I stood and how I walked and where I was distributing and how I was distributing the pressure that was put on my feet. And if you weigh 200 pounds or 150 pounds or whatever you weigh, that number of pounds is pressing down on just a very few square inches. And if it's distributed unevenly, it can cause pain in your feet or other parts of your body. That's why the Goodfeet stores exist. Is because some genius that started all this at Goodfeet found that if they made a bunch of different arch supports, inserts, lots of them, hundreds of them, each one slightly different than the other, they could help a lot of people get out of pain, be pain-free. And they have, thousands of people. So if you're in pain, it doesn't have to be your feet. It could be your knees, your back, your neck, your hip. What do you got to lose here? Go in, let them try some of these inserts. The people that see the absolute disappearance of the pain or discomfort they were in cannot believe that it happened because of an arch support. And I hope it happens for you. There's no guarantee. Everybody's case is different, but wow. The percentage of success that they have is
Very impressive. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com or walk right in because you don't need an appointment. Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Fridays and Shiloh, Illinois. Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Steve has been very patiently waiting. Steve, how are you?
Hey, hi, guys. I just wanted to call and say hi to the whole KTRS gang and you too, Fatso.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, I was listening earlier and didn't get in during the earlier segment about the Pacquiao fight. You know what occurred to me, Frank, was this class action lawsuit. If I were to join that, wouldn't I have to show proof of my my lost earnings? Wouldn't I have to show proof of where I bet and how much I bet and the ticket and all that? And more importantly, you know, wouldn't that attract the attention of the IRS?
I'm guessing no, you wouldn't have to, because the world we live in now, all you have to do is say that you experienced some sort of emotional trauma or distress because you were such a boxing fan of Pacquiao's that this just tore you apart. I'm telling you, that's what this is about. Very few people are going. And by the way, the IRS knows about your gambling anyway, unless it's... Well, they do. No, they do. If you go into casinos, now, unless you're... And I don't know how that works. I think most people who bet on that fight have to pay taxes on the winnings because it's done, for the most part, through Vegas. But no, I'll bet you there'll be people part of this lawsuit who just say they're in such distress because they realize their man could have won if he just told us about his shoulder. Steve, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You bet. Kevin's next. Hello, Kevin.
M and VM.
Thank you, Kevin. Hallelujah. And how can we help you?
Well, I heard you talk about the word amazing earlier. Yeah. Did you ever listen to that woman that McGraw has on from Sauce Magazine doing her reviews?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, because the way she talks about it, you know, I don't listen to it all the time, but the ones I have caught, it don't matter what restaurant she's doing.
It's amazing.
The atmosphere is amazing. The service is amazing. The forks are amazing. The plates are amazing. She just goes way. I mean, everything's amazing. So.
Well, we're doing our job because you notice it now. See, so it's working. It's working.
Yeah.
I thank you, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Frank.
That's the guy that sounds like he's on the CB radio.
Yeah, he's got like that chatter in between his words. It's almost like an auctioneer.
Yeah, I think when truck drivers, I don't know what about the seats, bouncing up and down or something. He's kind of got a little of that. And we like it, Kevin. We're not making fun of you. Maybe we are. We still like it. George is next. George, how are you?
Yeah, George.
No, you're George. You're George.
You're the George.
Yeah, you're George. Go ahead, George.
Okay, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, George.
And I've been with you for 30-plus years or more.
Well, you're a beautiful man. Thank you.
And I heard a joke about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should produce this on Memorial Day, which would be a Monday. You probably wouldn't be working.
No, we don't work on Memorial Day. What's the joke? Give me enough of it.
The parachuter. The parachuter.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, the son is in the parachute.
I haven't heard that in years.
I told it... less than a year ago.
You did?
It's a great joke.
The propane guy?
The propane? Oh, that's okay. That's the other. Okay, yeah. That's the other parachute joke. No, I have not told that joke for a while.
There you go.
I will make a note now, and it'll come up soon.
Okay. Well, right. Thank God. I love you guys, and you're all great. Guys and girls both.
Well, we love you, too, and not in a sexual way. Thank you, George.
Bye.
How about George?
Yeah.
Two character voices back to back, Kevin and George. Let's see if Joe's a character. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Joe ain't no character. I'm a union guy. That's a union guy, Joe. Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. I don't know what's going on today. We'll just roll with it.
Hey,
what can we do for you, Joe?
Hey, so Frank, like this Pacquiao lawsuit, you know, it's got me like interested in thinking ideas, you know. So why couldn't you then? With this Deflategate, why can't you sue if you had a bet on the Patriots game, which now is coming to fruition, and in fact the balls were underflated? Why can't you sue them?
You can sue anybody.
Well, I don't like to dream of anything, but you know what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah. Because the difference is an underinflated ball, both sides, it's the same disadvantage, unless the underinflated ball is in the hands of one team.
No, you're wrong. They proved it. Only the Patriots, they checked them all. The Patriots were the only ones who had low-inflated balls.
Okay, well, then you're right. I'm surprised we didn't see some people suing over that.
Well, I don't think anyone thought you could do it. This whole Pacquiao lawsuit is kind of like crybabies that, you know...
Yeah, a lot more money bet on the Pacquiao fight than there was in that game.
In the National Football Championship game?
I don't know. I think this particular fight,
it can't be more than 20% different in money.
Yeah, probably not.
That's a huge thing.
Probably not. Well, you go sue him. You'd be the first.
I don't sue nobody for anything, man. And guess what? I still have everything I have. Those who sue and get money for doing nothing have nothing within 5 years. Losers. That's what's wrong with this country. Too many lawyers.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right. That's three characters in a row. That's Jerry's next. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Frank. I'm Aaron in the field.
Thank you, Jerry. How can we help you?
Well, I got two things to say. All these lawsuits coming up. Whenever I have something that I feel I want to sue, I go to the lawyers and I tell them, they say, no, we won't take it. So, first of all, I wonder, where do these people get these lawyers from?
Well, you get them on contingency if you don't have any money, meaning the lawyer will take the case because he thinks there's a pretty good chance they'll win, and then he takes his big piece of it.
Right.
So if they tell you they don't want to represent you, they don't think you have a case.
Yeah. And the second thing I want to say is, you were talking about the IRS.
Yeah.
I can't believe this happened to me. One day, somebody had stole my checks. Now, since the person is dead, I can see it's my cousin. And they stole my IRS check. Okay. So I called, went through all this process, Secret Service and everything to get, see if I was getting my check back. And they gave me a number to call in Kentucky. I was living in Michigan at the time.
Yeah, Jerry, we can really barely hear you. Having trouble hearing you. And it sounded like you were spanking yourself there for a minute.
Here's what happened. I had got a check stolen from me, okay?
Yeah, it was your cousin, and he's dead now.
And I called went through the Secret Service, and they gave me this number to call and report it. Uh-huh. I called for over 7 months. I could never get a hold to the person that I needed. They said I needed to talk to. Finally, when I got a hold to the person, guess what it was? It was a janitor. The guy said, I don't know what... I'm serious. He was like, I don't know why they gave me my number. I said, what the heck? The guy said, I don't know. This was in Kentucky.
Wow, that does not surprise me that you got the janitor on the line at the IRS.
Yeah. So that's all I had to say. I just tell you, man, I'm like the guy. Nothing I can do, so I go back to the Secret Service. And the agent I spoke to, he was like, they shouldn't have did that. We can take care of that for
Jerry,
you.
Jerry, I like the way you talk. You call back anytime, okay?
All right, thank you.
Four characters.
Yeah.
In a row. Four character voices. All four of those could have done voices for some cartoon or something. Those were great. Those were great voices. I don't know what caused that to happen today. Here's what I do know. Bill Cleveland's on the way. And I'm hoping that right now somebody, now it's a little late now, well, they're on the way home from Ballast Dental Care. Somebody is looking in the rearview mirror every chance they get when they're stopped and smiling and looking at their teeth, thinking, man, am I glad I found these people. And I know that's what a lot of people say. Sometimes it's not true. I hear these other dentist commercials, okay? They do a pretty good job of making you think that it's everything Ballast Dental Care is. And maybe one or two of them might be. I don't care about them. I care about this audience and the advertisers that pay our salaries, the three of us, and that's Ballast Dental Care. And I also am happy to talk about them because long before they were part of this show, long before, I was in the chair there twice a year. I've been going there for 42 years. 42 years. Yeah, they've been on the air 15 or 16 years. So I didn't go because they came on the air. They came on the air because after I'd been there 25 years, they finally thought, well, you might as well tell people about us. So I'm happy to. And when I hear back from people, it's always the same. Wow, you were right. I cannot believe that everything you said about this dental clinic is true. Test me on it. make an appointment. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic. I had a couple of people call with problems on both sides of 170, north and southbound. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, well, first of all, we're going to start. We've got two crashes to talk about. The first one is on eastbound 44 at Jefferson. Only the far left lane is open. You're backed up to Tower Grove. And then on southbound Bowles at Legacy Point, that's just before St. Clair Hospital, you've got a crash there, and traffic is backed all the way up to Highway 44. Now, it does look like we're running some slow pockets on westbound 70 Union through Jennings Station Road, and then from about Hanley all the way out to St. Charles Rock Road. I don't see any... I'm checking the cameras. I don't see anything that's really causing that. It's just heavy, heavy volume. And then we've got southbound 270 that stop and go from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're heavy from the Merrimack River out through Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi, that's the app. You want to get that, it's free. And you'll be glad you have it when you need a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
I love this story. In New Jersey, a man stole a woman's car on their very first date. Here's the amazing thing. It actually sounds like it went better than every single one of my first dates.
Oh. Now, see, you cut out on us. You cut out on us. What we heard was a man... A woman's car. We missed
it. Well, that is just a big shout-out to the morons that run Sprint. I'd like to give a big shout-out to them. So there you go.
So set it up again. His what car? Yeah. What happened to their car?
Stole a woman's car on their very first date. And I said, the amazing thing.
Yeah.
Okay, forget it. It's ruined.
Yeah.
Sprint,
well,
I hate you.
And the cellular signal ruined it. Go ahead.
The Halley's Comet meteor shower is visible this week. The actual viewing of the comet itself happens only once every 75 years. Although today Brian Williams reported he's seen it three times.
Oh. It was funny when it was Brian Wilms.
Yeah.
I know. I thought you liked it.
Brian Wilms saw it.
Still drinking from Cinco de Mayo. All right. And finally,
I'm sorry.
Your signal seems to be...
Dan, that's good.
Great advertising.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Clinton recently answered a reporter's question with the words, "I don't know, I just work here." Yeah. Which is odd because they were both at Hooters. But
Bill Wilms was at Hooters.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 5.